passing from two dimension understanding to three dimension.
Alright, what's up, got you?
Some did. For example, the Dr. Chantal Cancer is calling schizophrenia pancreston. For the others, probably because they study it from outside. First, they mix the phenomenon symptoms with the consequence of being jailed. Disregard of their rights, not listen, like an animal in jail, become mad. You know, the history of madness by sanity during many cycles have been used to silence dissident people. So if a schizophrenic says he's mutant. Second point. We need a global vision. Each domain which studies the phenomenon negligence to use the other domains for better understanding. You know, the Chappelle's War. Specialized governments fighting between themselves like children and dragon. To be the only one to keep the power, to know the only truth. Well, does someone with certainty who considers himself superior and believing he is absolutely sane can be enough open mind to understand really anything. It's the same thing than the archaeologia practiced by men. Each time they found the skeleton with weapons, they started that it's men. Desperately self-centered. Last, if a subject can be frightening to the brain to try to do it, despite elements showing that this isn't unreal, for someone without a clear idea of what it is, it's far more easy to bring something to hide it like dust under a carpet. It's just a hypothesis. I can be wrong.
Could you be more specific? What is exactly your hypothesis?
My hypothesis is that the real setting is to be with huge empathy and low ego. If we remove any domain's shape, we get dreamers, reality dreamers. Not only the forms, but also the essences. It's not a handicap, but a powerful tool to help us to get rid of lie, illusion, propaganda. And the worst thing is that using the dream this way helps to change the whole reality using the synchronicity law and what I call narration. Projective creation with feedback. When you make a feedback strong by taking it in the loop, it brings huge synchronicity. Those of what Brooks is talking about in the electronic revolution. Of course, not by snaps, but in a longer process involving perseverance, experiencing the tool and how it works. Also, as Philip K. Dick understands at the end of his exegesis process, the auxiliary is only yourself through the loop. Perhaps there is no muse, or God, or anything else than yourself in the whole universe which you are by inside you. You are the being talking to you through time. Or if it's not yourself or your subconscious being, perhaps someone else from a wide network in the human computers that you are able to access, which interact through here by sending data. It's like two universes nurses behind the screen trying to communicate, but being not able to use a brain filter to do it. So art stream helped me since so long that everything with any forms of language is now saturated by these messages. Philip K. Dick at the end thinks it's really two worlds trying to communicate. But for me, it's more the areola being the mirror. We are fragments of the mirror trying to reboot themselves. The mirror is a whole world inside each one. In other words, we are the extremity of this world reaching out and interacting with other fragments of the world.
Why it matters is to do it. It seems you're able to ensure most of what science remains unable to explain. It can be the world you're seeking for so long. The unified being doing.
Well, it's messy. My only certainty is that I share these thoughts, but you know, I'm more like an intuitive child spreading ideas come from my experience like sweets out of my pockets. I'm not the best to dig them. Terrorization is slippery.
Dreaming is a bit cancelled. Stay open for sharing of thoughts with us. You are on radio and with Dr. Earth. Next time we will meet you on Radio Mania. But don't forget.